Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody, we are back. The Tiny Shutter Podcast is in full force. We are at 100%. Well, kind of. Lack of sleep, maybe, but it's all good. Anyway, I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferrer.
So, Matt, you had an interesting week.
Yeah, I've been having an exciting time the last 2 weeks or so.
How's the new baby been treating you?
So far, so good.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's tough getting used to the whole baby schedule of eating every few hours. I've decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a whirl myself, and I'll eat every few hours also.
Just wait till they come up to you and go, I want a snack. I want a snack. And you're like, you just hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be like, you know what, buddy, I want a snack too.
Yes.
Let's eat these cookies.
That's awesome.
Foreshadowing. I got to do that with my daughter then. So yep, awesome.
So things are going good, and you know, as you could imagine, taking a lot of pictures. And to be honest with you, I think I've taken more with the iPhone than any other camera.
Nice. Well, that's what we want to hear on the show.
That's right.
I'm not just saying that to pander to the show. It's true. It's just so convenient, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, he's doing this silly thing. Snap.
Nice. And we thank everybody who's sent warm wishes to Matt. And for those who didn't, God damn it, shame on you. You guys all know who you are. And you have to look yourselves in the mirror.
Well, sorry. It was awesome you guys did that short little episode last week. That was cool. And I did get a lot of comments on Instagram, a lot of well wishes and congratulations from a lot of our listeners. So thank you very much for that. That really made my day. So that was pretty cool.
That was just a lot of fun to do. We totally went off, you know, any kind of script. And it made for an easy night because I got to use the same podcast for both feeds.
Yeah. Nice.
And I got to do this. So win-win. We have new music that will periodically play and annoy the crap out of our guests. So anyway, let's start with a little bit of news.
News team, assemble!
This bit of news, I'll just touch on it real quick. But one of our listeners, and I apologize, I don't remember who the two of you are. It was two people that brought this to my attention, but the Hipstamatic app that I have been very colorful with my description, to say the least, Ogle, or however you want to pronounce it, had a pretty significant update in that it allowed you to import photos from your camera roll or any other file library that you have on your iPhone. So basically, import photos all you want, apply the Hipstamatic filters, and then post it. And I think I was asked what I thought of it, if this was the right thing to do, wrong thing to do. And all I have to say is, why didn't they just do this to begin with?
Yeah.
This is something that I absolutely love. I think it's a brilliant move. I think it should have been there from day one. And not only would it have solved the whole linking to Hipstamatic kind of spiel, maybe, sort of, but it just allows so much freedom because it is a photo sharing app. It's not necessarily take it with this app and, you know, do your thing with it. I think it's perfect. I think it's something that's great. I posted a whole bunch of photos, probably annoying so many people that I posted like 8 or 12 consecutive photos in a row. One little problem. The app not only crashed, but it crashed and took the battery with it. And by that, I mean, I was at like 55% battery life when the app crashed on me. And then suddenly I get the warning saying hey, your battery's low. And I, lo and behold, my battery's at 1%. And I'm like, that's not right. And so, of course, when I plug it back into the wall, it goes right back to 55%. Yeah. And so not only did it crashed with extreme prejudice. And it's something that keeps happening. The app just cannot stay afloat. Like, it, I mean, it'll crash, not to that same degree, but it keeps crashing. So great attempt, Ogle, but still missing the whole part about the app working. So, can't recommend it. They try to pull me back, but I keep pushing them away. So I give them a C+ as far as effort, and then a D- as far as execution, because the app just bites. That's all. I had to vent. I held back a little bit, just a little bit. But again, I think we'll go on.
You did good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. The meetings paid off. And I will further say that this ends my rant on Ogle and Hipstamatic. And unless they announce something radically different, some earth-shattering event or app or something like that, I am no longer going to talk about them. So there you go. Boom. That's all.
Good deal.
Yeah. I was going to do something epic, some sort of epic music, some conclusion, but I'm like, nah, they don't deserve it. Another bit of news is that Samsung had a contest, Hipstamatic. Oh my God. What's on my mind? An Instagram contest. It's a live in the moment photo contest, and fstoppers.com posted this. Basically, the winner was a plagiarized photo. And Joe, I think you're the one who brought this to our attention. So what's the deal on this photo?
Well, I think you brought it to our attention. But, yeah, they had a contest. And it was – and the person who won the contest got a camera. And the NX300 or something like that.
Yeah.
And – all of a sudden, somebody said, hey, that's my photo. And then, you know, whenever this happens, guarantee the photographers will come out of the woodworks and they, you know, I haven't hated on anybody lately. All right, here's my chance.
Yeah.
And boy, did, you know, they pile on, you know. So the photographers came out and –
I don't think it was just photographers. I'm pretty sure it was everybody else.
Okay. Those claiming to be photographers too.
There you go.
but yeah, it came out. I think the person who stole the photo actually told everybody just to go away. Mm-hmm. And I think Samsung had also came out and said something about it, but I can't really find it. Oh, update. Yeah. So, Samsung, took down the photo and, from all its media channels and disqualified the user on copyright infringement and violation of contest terms. And then I think they sent one to the actual person whose photo it was. They sent a camera to them.
Yeah. And basically what happened was the stolen image was simply a reversed photo.
Yeah.
And they applied a filter to it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think a lot of people were crapping on Samsung about this. And I got to say that I think this is the best that Samsung could have done as far as
– well, it's not like Samsung could have, you know, said, oh, this looks like a stolen photo. You know,
yeah,
it was if it had been actually the stolen photo and it was in the original state, they could have done maybe a Google search to see if it had been, you know, used before or whatever. But it's not Samsung's fault.
No. And they did the right thing. I think that's easy enough to say. And the guy who did this is, I don't know, the ramifications. I don't think anything happened to him.
He can never use that username again.
Yeah, pretty much. At least for the next 2 months.
That's right.
Until everybody forgets about him again.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the stolen version better.
You know what? I'm at a loss. There are days I've had this up for a few weeks now. Not a few weeks, a few days now. And there are days where I like the stolen one. There are days I like the original one. Depends on my mood.
You know, a couple things that I took away from this. I think one thing that is kind of a positive from this is that it's kind of cool that photographers in general were kind of watching each other's backs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that there's people out there paying attention to other people's work to the point that they're recognizing, you know, stuff like this, you know, like, hey, wait, I seen this picture before. That's not this guy's picture.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty cool. And, you know, Joe, you were saying about, you know, I haven't hated on anyone in a while, so here's my chance. But I think it's justified in this sense. I mean, this guy definitely deserved it, you know?
You know, in photography, photography is one of those things where people will, you know, kind of guard their stuff. They're very territorial when it comes to their images, as they should be. But, you know, there's the whole, you know, usually if you see, you know, something that was wronged and then, you know, people come up and say, hey, stop, that's not right. You know, it's almost like a free for all. You know, it's just with photographers, they just pile on. And, you know, it's not like the first 15,000 comments were good enough. They have to jump in and say something about it, too. But yeah, no, I agree. I don't think, you know, number one, I don't think the guy ever figured he was going to win. And number two, I think he was like, oh, score. Look, I won. And I didn't have to do anything. But then, you know, it comes around. Eventually, somebody would be like, hey, I know somebody who shot that. And then they contact, oh, that's my photo. Yeah, that's definitely my photo.
I think the original photographer was lucky that he got recognized.
Exactly.
Because this sort of thing happens all the time on the internet.
It does happen all the time. It's with alarming regularity. There is a story about something like this happening.
Yeah.
And there's actually, you know, good things that happen too. I don't know if you remember, I was flipping through some photos of a guy from the Netherlands, and he had been in San Francisco. And so, you know, I saw San Francisco, you know, I'm from that area. And so I started looking, and it was like one of his photos caught my eye. I'm like, dude, that's my wife's grandparents. You know, their backs were to the camera. And I was like, that is definitely my wife's grandparents. And what is the likelihood of a metropolitan area with, you know, probably about 6 million people and a guy from the Netherlands happening to be in San Francisco at the time they were, because they lived about, you know, 40 miles south.
Yeah.
And you know, me being all the way across the country, flipping through some guy's photo of and finding my wife's grandparents.
It's actually 30 to 1.
Yeah.
I did the math in my head. It's not that huge.
Did you hate on him?
Oh, no. I was like, I emailed him and I told him, I said, dude, that's, you know, and I sent them a picture. I sent him a picture of one that I had taken of them at my, at a previous trip. And, you know, and he was shocked. He thought it was really cool. His girlfriend thought it was really cool, too. So,
and he posted it with his signature on it.
Yeah.
Look at my grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. So, it's amazing what can come around, how things quickly, especially in this digital age, can come around. And people, you know, in the billions of people that live on the planet, you know, this can be found out.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. So anyway, the lesson is don't do drugs and don't steal out of other people's work, or else you'll be ostracized.
That's right. Or at least your username will.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's lucky that Reddit didn't get a hold of this.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that that would have just... talk about a flame war. But, yeah. Lesson learned. Maybe. Well, for some. Let us go. I know. It feels like we've been for out of here forever.
And thank you, everybody, for your patience. You know, with us being sick and, you know, a baby that, you know, and just everything and vacations, it's sometimes we're like, are we going to make it this week?
Yeah. Oh, God. I know. It's crazy. Anyway, post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Yay. I kind of want to always cheer with that one. Anyway, yes. This week we have... sorry, I keep interrupting you. It's going to take me a little bit to get back into the swing of things. And just right after this, we have episode 100 of The Lens Wipe. How am I going to do it? Matt, you have this week's post pick of the week, right?
I do.
Cool. Lay it on us.
So this week's photo comes to us from user Craig Ellis. I believe he resides in sunny Australia.
I hear it's warm there all year long.
Wait, you're deaf in one ear, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Wait, what does that have to do with it?
That means you're half right.
Okay. So his photo he posted about 4 days ago into our Tiny Shutter feed. And it's a picture of along the coast in a place called Middleton, South Australia. And basically it's some rock pools, so kind of like some tidal pools that have these kind of roundish, water-worn stones in the pool. But the one thing that really caught my eye, and this is really the element that for me makes the photo, is there's these cool yellow flowers in the pool, kind of poking up between the rocks. And they really stand out because the majority of the photo is blue. There's, you know, blue water, and some of the rock has a pinkish purple tone to it. And then these yellow flowers just really pop. And, you know, I've never been to the coast and seen flowers popping out of a pool. I have no idea if these are like real or
planted.
I don't know. But in any case, they look really super cool in the picture, so
nice contrast.
Yeah
definitely. So that's it. It's no crazy editing like I usually pick or anything like that. It's just a reasonably straightforward, but it's a really neat subject, so it definitely caught my eye.
Very cool. I actually just got a message from him because I just started following him and I liked a whole bunch of his photos. And he said, thanks for the likes and for following. Looking forward to the next episode of Tiny Shutter. Well, sir, this is your lucky day. You got the bonus package.
Yes,
you are the best this week.
Well, looking through his stream, he definitely has a whole bunch of cool pictures. And it's starting to look like Australia might be a place to be for some scenic photography. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I have always wanted to visit that in New Zealand.
Yes.
More so New Zealand. New Zealand is like Australia without the animals that can kill you. Like, everything there is poisonous. I don't know how anybody could live in Australia. At least that's what I hear. Like, the spiders are poisonous. The snakes are poisonous. All the koalas have, like, gonorrhea.
Oh, jeez.
That's not even a joke. They have some sort of STD that's passed around. And it's pretty nasty. Like, I don't know if Craig can confirm or deny this, but
oh my god,
I'm pretty sure like everything there has like a poison factor. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I saw that on the Discovery Channel.
What's that? The poison factor or the syphilis?
Yeah.
The gonorrhea.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think koalas actually had poison gonorrhea.
Yeah, it's the worst kind. They can shoot it out at you.
Oh,
that's no joke. Right. I think one.
That's probably enough of that.
Yeah, that's good. Fair enough. We have a clip of that.
Oh no.
Yeah. all right, now it's officially gone too far.
Yeah.
But anyway, Craig, awesome, awesome photo. We love your work. I mean, anybody who wants to check out his photos, you'll be able to check out the post pick of the week on tinyshutter.com in the show notes. And
episode 66.
Yeah, and we encourage everybody. Oh, this is the mother podcast.
Yeah.
The mother wrote podcast. I got nothing. All right, that's bad. Anyway, check him out. It's very good. And let us go into focus points.
Focus point.
I have one little thing, and it's not photography related whatsoever, but it got an update today, and it's a nice, nice time waster. And it's for the iPhone or the iPad. And it's a game called The Room. And it's what it is just a – it's this complicated puzzle. It starts off fairly simple, but – you're essentially the story behind this is that you inherited this thing from somebody. I don't know if it was a relative or if it was a colleague or something, but you're basically given this package and you have to unravel the mystery behind it. You have to figure out how to keep opening it. So it's like a package within a package within a package kind of deal. And it's like this mystical kind of quality to it. And it's really, really good. Anybody who wants to check it out, I think it's like $2.99 on the App Store. You could get the free version on the iPhone, and then you get like the first level free, and then you have to buy the rest.
Looks like it's 99 cents.
It could be, because the second one is coming out soon, probably end of this year. And
this is only for iPad?
It's for the iPhone and the iPad.
Oh, it is.
I would recommend getting it for the iPad because it's much bigger. The graphics are really, really good. And it's, you just see more. So it's much easier to kind of interact with the environment. And basically what they did was if you beat the game, they basically released an epilogue. And it's a whole new level with a bunch of new puzzles. And the story continues, and it gave kind of a teaser for the second one that's coming out pretty soon. So, granted, it's not photography-related, but it is very pretty, and it's a very compelling game. It's a really great story to it, so check it out.
What's it called again?
The Room.
Oh.
So, there you go. Anybody else?
Joe, do you have one?
Yes, I do. Cool. And mine was going to be the update that I posted for Flickr. Let's see. Let me get it. Well, Flickr had an update, and it was pretty cool. I played with it. They allow you to had more options when it came to doing edits. So I posted a couple photos, one that I took with the app and then one that I imported the image. The one that I took with the app itself is of my mantle. I put I rotated my cameras back up on the mantle, and I think I did a black and white of that image. And then the other one I imported from earlier today, there was an old international pickup truck I took a picture of and posted both of those on Flickr. And then I was just looking over at the updates, and we got an update for PureShot. So it looks like they added some minor functions. So I guess I'll be playing around with that. So if you have PureShot, you should be able to – you should have that update already.
Nice.
So – oh, and I just got a like from Matt.
Hooray. I know that guy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
All right, so I got something a little bit different this week. I don't typically read about iPhone photography, like at least not like as far as techniques and stuff go. I basically just, you know, look for apps and horse around with different apps. But recently, I don't know, I was perusing the internets and I came across a book that came out called The Art of iPhone Photography. And I probably read a little blurb about the book and it sounded interesting. So I thought, you know what the heck, I'm going to purchase it and see what this is all about. Cause I'm sure you guys kind of realize from everything I pick, in my post or, post pick of the weeks, I kind of really enjoy photos that have a lot of manipulation and show a lot of creativity using some of the different apps. And the reason for that is mostly because I'm jealous of those pictures. You know, there's just a lot of the apps are so powerful now and they do so many cool things, and it's really hard to be a master of them. And I spend a lot of time just not feeling adequate as far as my creativity and my mastery of the apps and whatnot. So, you know, I was hoping maybe this book could kind of inspire me and give me some ideas. So, via wonderful Amazon, it came yesterday to my door, and I got to tell you, this book is freaking sweet. It's a relatively thick book. It's a little over 300 pages.
Wow.
Basically, what it is, it's a book that features 45 different iPhone, I would call them artists. The book definitely features its photography because it's called The Art of iPhone Photography. But I would say that these are more iPhone artists than iPhone photographers. And every photo that is featured from these different artists is really kind of jaw-dropping. And the great thing about it is that for each photo, the artist goes into like extreme detail explaining how they created this piece of iPhone art, you know, from the pictures that they took, because a lot of them are composites, right down to the apps they used, how they use them. There's all kinds of screenshots that show, like, you know, some of the tricky steps. If it's kind of hard to explain in words, you could kind of look at the screenshot and see what they're doing. And it really goes step by step and explains exactly how they did, you know, each piece of art, which is really cool. There's a bunch of apps in here that I had never really considered using, so I might be loading up my phone with a whole bunch more apps, and it's just really inspiring. And the other cool thing I like about it is that as you go through the book, it kind of is like a progression. It starts out relatively simple, just, you know, doing some black and white conversions and really simple compositing, making good use of like Snapseed and stuff like that. And as you go through the book, these pieces of art just get more and more complicated, and there's just a variety of apps being used just for one piece of art, and you could just spend hours just looking at this book and getting ideas and getting inspired. And it's a really super cool book. I really recommend it. If you want to do any kind of iPhone photography that's above and beyond just snapshots, this is definitely a book that would get the creative juices flowing.
Nice.
And what is it called again?
It's called The Art of iPhone Photography.
Very cool. And what's the price on that?
You know, I don't have it up on the computer in front of me right now, but I think I spent $20-something on it.
Looks like it's $28 on Amazon.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But it's a really nice book. It's very high quality. It's a thick, not huge book, but it's a substantial book. It's not just like some piece of crap.
Yeah.
you know, thing. It's a very nice book. It's worth every bit of $28, in my opinion.
That's awesome. Yeah, so highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
Cool. So, all righty. I think we can call it a week. So, I wanted to mention previously, I meant to say this in post-pick of the week, but if you want to share your photos, you could do so through Instagram by just adding the hashtag TinyShutter. And if you want to share on Twitter or on our Facebook group, feel free to do so. Same thing with Google hashtag Plus. And Google Plus. But hashtag TinyShutter on the Twitters. And we are at TinyShutter on Twitter. And, you know, on the Facebook page, just upload your photo. And I think you could use hashtags there now, too. Give it a try. Hashtag TinyShutter. And we'll see if that works, too. I'm curious. Because I know you can do hashtags on Facebook.
Hashtags on where?
Facebook.
Yeah, but where else were you saying?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then we do have
hashtags on all those.
Yeah, and on
Google Plus.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for clearing up my muddled mind. Just to let you guys know, you the audience, I got laid off from my day job last week, so it's been quite the conversion. I'm actually going out of my mind because I have nothing to do. So, apart from looking for work, so.
Yeah.
Just so you know, state of Massachusetts, I am doing my part. so yeah, it's been a treat. So thanks, Joe. Google Plus, we have a growing community there. So give us a look up. It is TinyShutter there. Pretty easy to remember. And Joe, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira, and you can also find me on Google Plus. You can, I see some good photos coming in on Google Plus, and also with Facebook and Instagram. So it's fun to watch.
Very cool. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, you could find me on Instagram. I'm M Hoffman Photo. Also on Twitter, I'm M Hoffman Photo. And what the heck, you could find me on Google Plus, Matthew Hoffman.
Very cool. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, in the unemployment line.
No.
Nah, I kid. It's all online now.
Yes.
You could find me on the web. I'm at casualphotography.net. And from there, you can find all my links to Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So there you go. So yeah, that's all for this week. And, next week we will probably talk about the latest stuff, the latest rumors on the
iPhone.
Yeah. That's coming out soon. iOS 7. And then, we have the launch of the new phone coming that will be announced on September 10th. And, I will probably be online doing some sort of live stream on that. I'll try to work something out because let's face it, I'm not doing anything else. so I might as well take advantage of that. Check us out at tinyshutter.com for show notes and for other stuff, reviews and all that jazz. And yeah, so there you go. So until next week, guys, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.